And joining us now is the superintendent for schools at the Augrey Sims School District, Jeff Collier. How are you today, Jeff?
I'm doing great, Kevin. How are you today?
Doing well. Busy time for you right now, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. I guess so. exciting time, though.
That's right. School starting next week. And yeah, I know even the kids start getting excited around this time of year. Something new, something different after the long summer.
It's in the air. It's almost like a new baseball season. Everybody's ready to win the World Series.
There you go.
It's fantastic.
Well, you guys have sort of won the World Series because, boy, you got some great things to talk about with us. Let's start off. I know we've talked in the past about this, schools of choice. That's something you offer there at Augrey Sims.
Absolutely. You're right. It's almost as if people think I keep making things up. The progressive nature of this school district and the positivity, not only in this community, but around the schools is palpable right now, Kevin. I've never experienced anything like this in my professional career. It's unbelievable. We do offer enrollment to school of choice. We've seen our enrollment continue to burgeon over the last couple of years. We had yesterday students seem to be coming in from all over at the end of summer again. So we do have school of choice. It's very simple to enroll. You can access our enrollment packets digitally online at our website at agsschools.org or www.agsschools-org. Mm-hmm. Or we're on Twitter as well. We have our application packets right on Twitter, and you can simply jump on Twitter at AGS Schools.
Wow.
Or call here to the office, walk in, whatever we can do to help facilitate families who are interested in coming to this destination district.
There you go. I was just going to say, and that's another thing. You guys are a destination district through the schools of choice.
Yes, we are. We've got some very, very powerful educational programming here that's unique through anything around the region. In fact, we were just awarded, Kevin, a competitive grant from Monsanto Grow Rural for $10,000 to continue our achievement within the STEM initiative that Governor Snyder mm-hmm. issued last year as a challenge to all school districts. So we're a school district that if families have students that want to be leaders or have hands-on, first-person experience as leaders within science, math, engineering, or technology, this is the place to be. We have an infused water quality studies program that we link through all aspects of our curriculum, not just science or math, but English and social studies as well. We use our natural resources here on Lake Huron in the Bay. We do water quality studies. And then what's super, super cool is we have this unbelievable program that's being established called a remote-operated vehicle program. It's one of the few in the state. And what we do is we start in second grade with students building underwater robotic vehicles.
Oh, man.
Wiring, soldering, working the technological pieces and the science components, the math. We write about it. We blog about it. And as they move through our curriculum, they then move up into different areas where we actually take the ROVs out into the water.
Wow.
We get into shipwreck exploration. And in the high school, we're building a program right now for aeronautics, where we're looking to be able to jump in from the underwater robotics into either drones or quadcopters, as you're seeing happening around the news. So we're working on direct articulation programs with Division I schools, where our students will earn those credits. It's amazing what's happening here at this destination district.
Boy, no doubt about that. You know, when you first started talking about the ROV thing, I was thinking virtual, not actual.
No,
and that's amazing.
Students are soldering, wiring, building, designing, using state-of-the-art computer applications, starting in second grade.
Wow. Yeah, that's the other thing I was going to mention. Starting in second grade, so they can follow that all the way through their career at Augrey Sims from second grade right through high school.
That's the beauty of the program. And we've been linked with partnerships from the Michigan State University Extension, Central Michigan University, all the partnerships with NOAA, the United States Naval. It's fantastic.
It really is. And I would imagine that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to great programs offered there at Augrey Sims.
It is, Kevin. We also, just this year, we just got another shipment of 140 brand new Chromebooks that we are beginning our one-to-one technology implementation. One-to-one, for listeners who are unaware of that educational technology term, is where students have an individual device that they use as their primary instruction tool.
Wow.
Our teachers, our administration, even our board members and students are going to be moving to a one-to-one with Chromebooks and Google applications and docs. It is probably the premier technology institution for a school district in northeastern Michigan.
Yeah.
We also have this year, brand new, every one of our general instruction classrooms, our full general instruction classrooms, campus-wide, will have audio enhancement. The audio enhancement is a research-driven tool that will allow every student to hear better, hear more clearly, comprehend, and research over and over and over shows a minimum 7 to 10% academic achievement value.
Wow.
Regardless of ability,
right.
Whether it's a student with high needs or lower needs. It's unbelievable.
You guys, the programs are just amazing, and we haven't even touched on, the standards like, extracurriculars, and I know the fine arts department. You got so much new stuff and so many things that are advanced that, we forget about the standards, and those are just as important.
Well, you're right. I would be remiss to not mention those. Our high school band for the fine arts for four straight years now has received straight one rankings at the district and state levels. And going back almost 48 out of 50 years that they've been doing this. That's the equivalent of a state championship almost every year for the middle school and the high school. A band program for any student who is into fine arts or musicality, this is unquestionably, we're renowned for it. Even as you drive in, you see the signs for Augre Sims in the band program. We have a brand new multimedia broadcasting class where we do live streaming for all of our extracurricular events that we work through Michigan High School Association to be able to provide those pieces. That we're going to be in our third year with that, with very high technology and resolution for our broadcasting classes.
Wow.
We have partnered with a local district, Aranac Eastern School District, for a collaborative experience where Augre Sims will host and partner with their student body for all extracurricular sporting events from middle school through high school. Every single sport will be here at Augre Sims in a fantastic partnership with students across northern Aranac County.
Wow.
We're really excited for that as well.
You know, I can hear the passion and excitement in your voice, and I'm sure that it's one of those trickle-down kind of theories. I'm sure it runs through the staff and right into the students and right on down.
We hope to.
Yeah.
Our goal is obviously to do what's best for students, but also to be good stewards with families.
Yeah.
And this year, we, again, have been able to work with a program called the Community Eligibility Provision, and we're offering free lunch. We already have a universal breakfast program where every student, regardless of income, has a free homemade hot breakfast, and our food service crew here that we have on site is second to none. But we also have the eligibility for every single one of our preschool through fifth grade students, again, regardless of income, will have free hot lunch as well.
Wow.
So that equates to a huge potential savings for families that have multiple children to come in. We're going to provide two fantastic meals here on campus for our students. So not only will they have the greatest technology, the best regional academic experience, but they're also going to be able to realize some significant savings in their household income.
Boy, that's for sure. Now, Jeff, we went through everything pretty quick here. If they want more information about what you guys have to offer at the Augre Sims School District, what's the best way to get that information again?
Best way to get that information is to jump on our gorgeous website, completely redesigned at www.ags-schools.org. The AGS is for Augre Sims.
Mm-hmm.
You can jump on either our website or follow us on Twitter.
Right.
We are very live and active on Twitter at AGS Schools, or simply give a call at 989-876-7150 for the central office. And we provide tours almost on a daily basis as well for people who are hearing our name and starting to understand the very special public school with a private school feel that we offer. I provide daily tours all the time with small groups or individual families that just want to come and see the unbelievable product that Augre Sims has to offer.
Indeed it does. He is the superintendent of schools there for Augre Sims, Jeff Collier. Jeff, always a pleasure, my friend, and you guys have a great school year this year.
Thank you, Kevin. We cannot wait to win the World Series here.
There you go.